Hey guys, it's Eri Riz on a motherfucking dripping tongue. Welcome the fuck back. This is episode 2 for season motherfucking 3, okay? So, we're going to talk about friendships, okay? So, friendships can be real fucking rocky, as I have found out that it's not everybody that you say your friend, you cool with, you rock with, you smoke with, you drink with, is really cool. You know what I mean? Really that friend that you thinking that you're, that are your friend. You know what I'm saying? So, I had to, like, reevaluate my friendships when, as I was going through what I was going through, and, that shit sucks. Like, I look at everybody in a different way now. Like, I totally look at everybody in a different fucking way. And it's so sad because it's like, damn, why I look at y'all this way when I mean, before y'all could have shown me y'all true colors and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Alright, so everybody knows about the whole little situation of the ex-husband. Woohoo. Getting off that. I'm about to start getting off of that. I'm going to keep talking about it. Be honest. But in the midst of all of that, I wound up staying with a cool friend. It was a male. We didn't have sex or nothing like that until like a few months of after leaving Philly, whatever. And then I wound up having sex with him. It's more so like it was sympathy dick, whatever. It was, and then on top of it was in-house pussy and in-house dick. So that's how that happened. There was no relationship at all. It was no relationship at all. Like, I was, it's sad because I was always doing the motherly things because I have kids of my own. And then on top of it, being that, you know, just doing that motherly things and being that that mindset of being a wife. You get what I'm saying? So, not everybody, I realized that too, not everybody needs that type of woman. Like, not everybody should get that type of woman. Even though you are set in tone as being that woman of taking care of the household, doing this and that, not every man deserve that shit. You get what I'm saying? Because motherfuckers don't even know how to treat a woman that comes off like that. They don't even know what to do with a woman that comes off like that. They treat them like shit. Especially niggas that don't even want to be married. You get what I'm saying? They treat them like shit. So, yeah, like, the dude that I was, you know, that was my roommate, put me through hell. And again, like I said before, I was not his girl. We used to party. We used to chill. Mind you, I'm going through my little separation shit like that. Like, I had so much fun. I was doing me. You know what I'm saying? I was basically getting my life back. Getting myself back. So, there was no commitment. So, this motherfucker start putting me through the shit as if he was my man. Like, the abusive shit. He was putting his motherfucking hands on me. Then on top of it, embarrassing me. Then on top of it, degrading me in front of my daughters. Talking, saying, call me all types of bitches and everything else like that. Because I was dealing with it. Because the fact that I felt like I ain't had nobody. My family treated me like shit. Basically how I felt when I was going through my divorce. When these motherfuckers, you know, motherfuckers still living in my household. When I left and shit like that. Like, I felt some type of way. And this is how I felt. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm not saying that this particular person did anything with my ex-husband. But the thing is, I felt some type of way. I felt like, damn, nobody got my back. When motherfuckers was going on the street and motherfuckers didn't have shit, I opened up my motherfucking door for y'all pussies. And you know what I mean? Like, I didn't get shit in return. Like, motherfuckers could just left when I fucking left. Because, bitch, you, nigga, you was there. Bitch, you was there when, you know what I mean? You was there because I said you could be there. You know what I'm saying? So, I felt like in my heart, like, I ain't had no fucking body. So, yeah, I was dealing with the bullshit, especially the ones that's listening to this. I know you're like, damn, you really dealt with that shit. You ain't had to deal with that shit. But I dealt with that shit because I really didn't feel like I had no fucking body back in Philly. So I left the whole city, left the whole state, kept it moving and got myself and grinding. You know what I'm saying? In the beginning, yes, I was definitely going back and forth to work from Philly, from the DMV, from Philly to DMV to go over to work and come back because, you know, during the pandemic, a lot of shit was slowed down. I couldn't even, it was hard for me to fucking transfer my fucking license in the medical field and everything. So it just was kind of hard. So, I mean, it happened, but it, I'm not going to sit here and downplay, because at the end of the day, it made me to the person that I am today. You know what I'm saying? At this fucking moment in my future. You get what I'm saying? But yeah, I would never put myself in a situation that I would have to stay with a friend anymore. I would never do that shit ever again. I don't even want to stay with no friends ever again. If I go to the bottom out, I would not stay with a fucking friend. I'm dead ass fucking serious. I would not stay with a motherfucking friend. I will bust my ass, even if I gotta bust my ass wide open to get what the fuck I need to get done. You know what I'm saying? I'm not putting myself in a situation again to stay with no motherfucking friends. And that's how bad, like, it was. Like, the fact of, like, face getting all bruised, I'm being bruised, then getting hit for saying certain shit because I really don't have no filter. But at the end of the day, I'm saying what the fuck I want to say. And at the end of the day, like, I'm not your girl. The fuck? And at the end of the day, I shouldn't have to hold back what the fuck I got to say. So, with that being said, like, that shit was too fucking toxic. Too fucking toxic. Like, I was literally walking on motherfucking eggshells. And like I said, like, the fun part was with that person was the fact that, like, we was partying, going, you know, having the strippers over and shit like that for New Year's, all that kind of stuff for 2021. It was cool and shit like that. But the shit just kept getting real and real and real. Now, the pit of ice when it actually started when, like, okay, I went to a Christmas party on my birthday, December 25th, 2020. So, me, him, a couple of his peoples linked up, whatever. But this one specific person had came over. I didn't even know this person had came over, but we went to school with him. And I guess he asked about me, whatever. And, you know what I mean? I was looking at him, too. Because back then, when I seen him, when I met this specific person, well, both of these niggas, when I met them, I was 16 years old and I was in Job Corps or whatever. So, okay, so now we linked up, you know, at a Christmas party, whatever. I'm on this live and it's not shit like that, talking shit, whatever, like that, how I always do. But, you know what I mean? Like, I'm looking at him with a side eye, like, damn, he look good, whatever. But I ain't say shit about it because I ain't, at the end of the day, my roommate was showing me signs of, like, the worst shit about him. But he ain't put his hands on me and shit like that. But he was just, like, more verbally abusive than anything. Man, when he asked me, he told me that the guy that came over that we both know and asked about me, you know what I mean? Like, he had a little problem. So, that happened, and from my knowledge, that specific person said that, you know, he was cool, was like, yo, you know, Ari not with nobody, she's single, go ahead, try your luck, go ahead, you can talk to her. Again, we're not dating, we're just friends. So my thing is, why are you getting upset? We're just fucking friends. Go home, you know what I mean, a couple days later, yeah, we fucked, whatever. But a couple days later, I was like, damn, why shorty don't come over here and chill with us, whatever, like that, have a couple drinks, whatever. Because that was full of him, you know what I mean, at the Christmas party, whatever. So I'm like, alright, cool. He was like, alright, cool. You know what I mean? Bet. Nigga still ain't asking, ain't say shit, because I knew he had a problem with it. But my thing is, like, why even cop block? We're not together, we're just fuck buddies. We're just, you know, conveniency. I'm a convenient pussy in your household, you're a convenient dick in the household, you get what I'm saying? So it's just like conveniency. That's it. Like, niggas kills me because motherfucking niggas be like, yeah, I'm okay with doing this and doing that, but when it comes down to it, they don't know how to handle shit. Like, why even sit there and say that you can handle something but you can't fucking handle it? You get what I'm saying? Like, that shit just fucks me up all the time. So, man, I started saying, okay, fine. This nigga starts saying, well, why don't you go out? You don't need to sit in this household, go out with different niggas and stuff like that. Me, personally, I'm very particular about who I'm around, who I'm with, because I don't trust niggas like that, because they always have underhanded fucking motives. So I'm just like, okay. And then every time I try to figure a nigga out, take my time to figure him out before he even try to stick his penis in me or put it, anything, you know what I mean? Because I do love sex, but before any of that happens, I want to figure the dude out. But they all, every time about the third or fourth day, or sometime within that week, they say some fuck shit. And I be like, all right, but I don't even want to fuck you anymore. I don't want to talk to you. Especially the ones that be sitting there coming off so strong or defective. Thinking they can say what they want to say to a woman, degrading a woman, and think they still be able to get some pussy. Like, that don't fly with me. Like, no, you're not getting it. No, but he kept on pushing off. So, I'm like, no, whatever, like that. Man, he started his shit when I had started talking to niggas. Literally on the phone, he, ha ha, oh nigga, you funny and shit, for real though, you doing what, we doing what, you want to do this, you want to go out, okay, cool, that's what's up. But when you start getting the sniff of it, like, this bitch could get niggas, this bitch can, you know what I mean, like, my conversations be bomb as fuck, he's like, oh shit, like, in his mind, it was like, oh shit, like, damn, for real though, that's what we doing. And then out of nowhere, we be fighting. My thing is, like, no, keep your hands to your fucking self. If you wanted me, if you wanted to talk to me, nigga, like, you could have sat there and said it with your voice. Like, Ariel, I don't think that, you know, you should be talking to this person, that person. And you should definitely be, you know, trying to get the, you know, hook up with me in the center. I would very understand that. But no, when you putting your hands on me, fuck that, fuck no, like, that's not working for me, that's, I'm not rocking like that, you know what I'm saying, Aries is not fucking rocking like that. So, yeah, you hit me, nigga, I'm gonna put my hands right back on you, the fuck. And it is what it is. It got so bad that the fact that I had to send my kids back to Philly for a little bit, so I actually got myself where I need to be. Even though when I went back to Philly, whatever, I was working my ass off and stuff like that. It's kind of hard working and, you know, busting your ass, trying to get grind the way you need to grind to bust your ass to get where you need to go when you got kids on your hip. You know what I'm saying? And I see why a lot of women, some women sit there and say they deal with a lot of shit, abuse and stuff like that, to deal with a situation because, you know, but they don't have that support. But yeah, you know what I mean? Like, my mom was nice enough to even sit there and say, okay, you know, bring the kids out, you know, out this way. Because she actually started hearing it and seeing the fact that I wasn't happy. The fact of the situation with the abusive bullshit. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, that shit happened. Like, that shit is so toxic. Like, I'm going to tell you one thing, ladies. Even men, too. Like, if you see a motherfucker start changing up in the center, they don't want to tell you this. But you get the hints. You got the intuition. Like, it's okay. This motherfucker feeling some type of way. So, man, leave. When motherfuckers really sit there and say, oh yeah, living with friends is not good, that shit is fucking true. That shit toxic as fuck sometimes. You know what I mean? You may get a good handful of motherfuckers that's thrown in your life that you can sit there and live with, but at the same time, you know, time, you know, living with somebody in that time does expire after a while. You get tired of living in somebody's crib. You get tired of seeing the same motherfucking face. Like, think about being in school. You get tired. Like, you start wanting to fight motherfuckers and shit like that because you get tired of seeing somebody 24 motherfucking 7. And that shit grinds your motherfucking gears to the point that you want to fuck some shit up. So, yeah, like, I get it. But all that abuse shit and we're not together, especially when we're not together. It's not when we're not together. You shouldn't be putting your hands on nobody anyway. You know what I'm saying? Regardless. If you can't verbally say something, then walk away. Blow that motherfucking steam off and keep it a fucking moving. And that goes for man and female. You get what I'm saying? So just go ahead and blow that shit off. Not put your hands on somebody because you don't like what they say or you don't like the fuck what they do. You know what I mean? The fuck? Go find, get a hobby. Go do something. Get that steam off. But you don't gotta sit there blow door. Throw blows and shit like that. So, like, yeah, like, that shit not it. That shit not right. And then another thing, like, towards the end, like, completely towards the end, when I got my place, I left and everything else like that secretively. You know what I'm saying? Like, dude literally posted some, you know, inappropriate pictures and shit like that of me. And, you know me, and then the same token, how I am, I'm very, like, I said say what the fuck I gotta say. It is what it is. I'm very outspoken. I don't give a fuck who say anything about me, whatever, because I know who I am. I know what I am and everything else like that. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, motherfucker posted a little shit about me on Instagram. Yeah, most of all his people said seeing and shit like that. But at the end of the day, I really don't care because I got the last laugh because pussy, you're like, as I recall, like, you needed me more than I actually needed you when it's all said and done. You know what I'm saying? So I really don't give two rights ass. You know what I mean? And then thank you for, you know what I mean, you showing this and showing that. You got other niggas fucking courteous about what I look like underneath my little garments, whatever like that. So it is what it is. I don't give two rights ass. That's the fuck on you. So at the end of the day, all I gotta say is when you going through shit, just look at everything. Don't just up and go. And I mean, even if you up and go, just be very smart about it. Not saying you're dumb, not saying you're stupid, but just be very smart and proactive to the fact that you know what you want to do, the ins and outs and everything else like that. Because at the end of the day, like, yeah, I ran. And then the crazy part is I always been a runner since I was a kid. If it's a situation that I don't like, I run from it instead of me dealing with it. And that's what I did, because that was the only thing that I felt that would have kept my sanity, me running. Running from my husband to run to another man's hand, arms. And you know what I mean? Even though we wasn't together, it was just like, damn, I'm still dealing with more bullshit than a little bit. Because at the end of the day, you still a nigga that want to be with me, or a nigga that look at me in a certain way instead of me just looking at a friend. Yeah, we had sex, whatever that, like that. Like, aside from that, like, you can't put that to the side and just, like, some people can, some people can't. So, like I said, like, that shit hurt it. You know what I mean? Like, it is what it is. I learned from it. And y'all keep that fuck moving. You gotta keep it the fuck moving and chucking. Like, it is what the fuck it is. Like, yeah, like, fuck that. But, like I said, though, like, I'm gonna keep telling y'all, be great, be good. You live to laugh, you live to learn. And that's the fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Like, ain't nobody fucking perfect. But I know y'all listen to this. I'm about to shorten this up. And I understand. And I not understand. But I hope that somebody takes some key points to what I'm saying or what I'm trying to say. Or if they don't understand it, but get the concept, what I'm trying to say, whatever. However you want to take this shit at. Just take heed of what you see, what you know. You know what I'm saying? Keep that shit fucking moving and chuck it. Don't settle for no nigga. Damn sure don't settle for no bitch. You know what I'm saying? Keep it the fuck moving. Okay? So, I'm about to go. And I love y'all. Keep on listening. Some more shit gonna happen. Some more shit you can listen to. And like, share. As y'all know, it's the dripping tongue. Dripping. No G. Period. Okay, with the period at the end and just tongue. And I love y'all. Bye. Have a motherfucking good day or good motherfucking night. Bye bye.